Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
Oh, we've got a great show planned tonight, and so I'm going to turn it over to you because I think this was your baby, your idea, and it was a great idea. So,
oh, this is our idea, and you know, I think it resonated with the both of us, so we've got some fun stories to tell later on the show about it. Tonight's show is about balancing out and realigning yourself on an energetic basis to balance out the scales between our idealized self and our realized self. And what does that mean? That means that, you know, all of us, as we all do, we strive to become, you know, joyful, loving, compassionate, kind, non-judgmental people, right? And that's our intention as we go through our lives. However, sometimes our real truth is about what we project to everyone around us, that holds the real truth, that kind of breaks through the illusion of, you know, what we see ourselves to be, right? But sometimes right. People closest to us have a different perception of who we are. And so with this awareness of how people see us, this awareness is what can lead towards making the appropriate changes so that our idealized self, our vision of ourselves, is in balance with our realized self, which means what we project to others and how others perceive us. So it's not about focusing on what other people think. I want everyone out there to understand that. It's not about what other people think of you, not to focus on that, okay? What it's about is becoming aware of the energy that you're projecting out that is perceived by others. And it's with this awareness that you can restore the balance and the harmony and to truly connect with source energy. Because source energy is the alignment of what we want to be, what we envision ourselves to be, right? And the expression of that is in total alignment. And so, you know, tonight's going to be a discussion about all of the, you know, ways that we have encountered this kind of imbalance in our life, because it shows up in a lot of ways. And how you know you're imbalanced is when, you know, you may be saying to yourself, you know I'm a good person and I've got good intentions, but how come no one else seems to realize this, right? Or, you know, I'm a good employee, or I'm a good employer, or I'm a good friend, or you know, whatever, or I'm a good husband, I'm a good wife, but I always seem to be misunderstood, or what I say always seems to be misconstrued or misjudged, right? And so then it starts to surface as feelings of upset, frustration, anger, confusion. You feel out of sorts, all of that. That's when you know that your idealized self and your realized self is out of balance. So that's tonight's show.
Oh, that's good. And we got some great stories to share about it. I know you and I were talking a little bit about it before we started. So you had a great, wonderful story to share about some situations I think you went through last week, right, when you and your friends went out, so people can get an idea of what we're really talking about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point is, you know, there's a question that I want to throw out there to everyone. It's a really important question. It's how do you want to be perceived in the world? And that's the point of what we're really talking about, right? How do you want to be perceived? And the answer to that is a really simple answer. It's to be seen as a truthful person, to have the truth of who you believe you are to mesh with what you're projecting outward, right? So if you are walking around saying, I'm this like joyful, kind, loving person, nurturing person, and I care and all that, you know, we were talking about a really good analogy the other day of, like, you know, of the grandmother, right? You say, I'm a really loving person. I love all children and I love all grandmothers and I'm so kind to all the children of the world and all the grandmothers of the world, right? And then the next thing you do, you're honking your horn in road rage at the little old grandmother that's in the car in front of you that's taking her grandchildren to school, right? And you're honking that horn, right? That's your idealized self, not in alignment with your realized self, because you're sitting here saying you're this kind, loving person, right? You love all children. You love all grandmothers. And the next thing you do, you're honking your horn in road rage, right? So it's those kind of things. And if you're doing that, if you're having that kind of contradiction show up around you, right, that's when the energy that you are sending out is misperceived by others. They're going to say, well, no, don't think you're that loving and kind to the children and the grandmothers of the world because you just honked your horn at that little old grandmother. So that's like, you know, it was a funny little instance. But, you know, another way is I was telling you about a story of, you know, I have two girlfriends that I went out to dinner with last Friday. And And the difference is that I do perceive them to be really kind people. Although you will see sometimes outbursts that will happen. And so tonight's discussion is about the checks and balances to kind of catch yourself when you're in those moments of misalignment. Okay. And so for my friends, there was a moment of misalignment. Okay. Because we went to a restaurant, and it took us about an hour to get seated. And we got a drink beforehand. And the hostess, when the table came, she seated us. However, my friends were really upset that the hostess didn't apologize, for making us wait so long, which wasn't her fault,
right.
But, it was their perception that a hostess should apologize for those kind of things and be able to, say, I'm so sorry, all that stuff. Thank you so much for waiting. She didn't do that. She was really stressed out because the restaurant was packed. She just sat us down and then walked away. And my friends expressed their dissatisfaction with that to the manager and another waiter. And they were really mad, and they were just saying, she's so rude and this and that, this and that, this and that. And so that is, they are kind people, but an act like that is when, and my friend said, I forgot to tell you this, my friend said afterwards she felt really bad for that, okay? She said she felt really bad. She thought that she kind of went a little overboard. And so that is a sure sign that the illusion has been lifted. The imbalance within yourself, when you know you're out of balance, is when you start to feel those kind of internal feelings of just kind of feeling out of sorts. You're feeling upset about something. You're feeling sad about something, right? Because you know that your vision of yourself is better than what you just expressed, right? And so for my friend, that's exactly what she encountered. In the moment of the heat of passion, she was like, ah, she's so rude. And then afterwards she said, I feel really bad for what I said. I shouldn't have called her rude. She goes, I know she was really busy, She's like, a simple thank you would have been enough, but I think I kind of took it overboard. I was like, yep. So it's the awareness. See, she had the awareness right there. So the next time that this happens, she'll check herself, And so that kindness quality within her will be more in balance each and every time after. So it's a good thing.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he told me, we always think of the Dalai Lama as not having a temper, right? And as being always sweet and kind and good. Well, he was in a monastery where he studied for years, and he said the Dalai Lama came, and he says, this guy's got a really bad temper. And I was sitting there going, wow, I perceive him as being this really kind, quiet man, and this dude has got a Oh, Corrine, we got to realign ourselves. Okay. Here we are back. Okay. It's all good.
I thought it was just me. I was doing a really sincere prayer to Archangel Michael right now. I was like, oh, no.
I was like, okay, it happened to both of us, and it's all good because I go, man, my connection with the internet's still good. So it's all, we came back.
Corrine and all right. I just realigned. We restored balance there. We're back in balance.
Yeah, we realigned ourselves. But I was telling you that he goes he would be coming into the monastery to and he would get really upset, the Dalai Lama, and just explode. And I was like, that is so odd, because I know how you and I have talked about the Dalai Lama. I'd love to have lunch with the Dalai Lama, one of the people that I would like to meet. And it's cool to know that there are days that even he has a temper. See, now I like that, and I think that's okay for to sometime to have that. What do you feel about what I just told you about the Dalai Lama? Can you believe that? He's got a temper and can explode, and just like you were talking about your friend. But in this situation, I feel it was pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's a temper inside all of us. This is something, our topic tonight is something that I think everyone can resonate with, because we all have those moments where we, have the moments of road rage, have the moments of impatience.
Right.
Or judgment or sadness or whatever it may be, where we express that. And that's okay. The point is to become aware of that, and not just go live through life recklessly all the while, skipping and saying, I'm a happy, joyful person. And then yet not really being in control of how you are
projecting your
energy. Right. So
right.
He obviously is aware of it, which is why there's been books now written about that, because he probably is admitting, I do have a temper. But it's through the awareness. If he went around life saying, no, I'm not. I'm this, you know,
I'm sweet and
I'm so sweet
all the time.
Quiet and I'm accepting, you know, people would be saying, well, I perceive him a little bit differently, right? And then he would be living in an illusion and in a state of imbalance. But the awareness is what causes you to bring you back into balance so that you can start to work towards positive changes and just doing a checks and balances with yourself. And it's easy. You just kind of, you catch yourself, which I'm sure he does. In a moment where he's got the hot temper, he just stops himself. And then slowly but surely, that quality that you were trying to release will no longer exist because of your awareness to it.
I agree with you on that. So one of the things that I feel is really, really, really important when you're doing this is, I think what we're trying to say is not to lie to yourself about who you really are, having the checks and balances, you know. I know myself, I struggle with road rage, right? We talked about it the other day. You do you remember that, Corrine? And I'll share this story.
I know, I was on the phone with you when it happened.
Yeah, I was like, guy, I have my little Miata, and a guy, he was on the big truck. He comes over to my lane, runs me out the lane. I had to swerve to avoid an accident. Anyway, and you and I were getting ready to call a client into a session with her. I said, I need 10 minutes. And so I got on the phone, called his, because I had the number of his work on the back of his truck. I called him and said, you know, he can't drive and you need to handle this situation. I was so angry, right? So do you think that was right or wrong? Okay. Or do you think that was, because I want to be perceived as a joyful, loving person, but that I was really upset about that. You know what I mean? Should I have handled it differently? Or what do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, the man, you know, we talked about this. Is yes, the man, you know, he should be a more careful driver and all that, right? But you are safe. And so in that situation, you kind of go, okay, so that was brought about to tell me to slow down because he needs to slow down too. And but everything's safe. We're good, right? And you kind of like let that go. And because the point is you're safe. So in this, and I was saying to you, you know, in a funny way, if somebody was in the car with you at that time and you're like, okay, I'm about to give a loving, joyful, kind greeting to this person, like give me 10 minutes so I can scream the crap out of this guy. The person in the car would be saying, okay, Tree.
Yeah. Well, you know, you told me that though. You said, Tree, maybe you need to slow down. I go, well, maybe I do. So we had two mirrors. He was mirroring me and I was mirroring him, but it worked out, you know, too, as well. So it's all good. I tell you something, a lot of people, we meet men and or women and we meet them and when they portray themselves to be gentle, loving and kind, right? You know, emotionally available. Have you ever had a situation where, or one of your friends actually, are people that you know where it hasn't worked out like that? So these men say, I'm a healer, I'm a teacher, because I've had that situation that come into play, and I'm kind and I'm loving and I, you know, I'm emotionally available and I operate at a high vibration, and yet they do something totally different. I know you probably have friends, because I know that's happened to me. How about you? What do you feel about that? Has that ever happened for you?
Yeah. So your question is, how do you handle that when somebody says one thing, then does another?
I'm going to give you an example. I dated someone pretty recently, and he was actually a spiritual healer and a really good one actually, and a teacher and a healer. And he goes, your highest intention is to be connected to God. And I go, yeah, that's true. and yet, during the relationship, and it was brief, he showed himself to be just, you know, anything but emotionally available, and, you know, saying things that were totally inappropriate, you know, mean things, rude things. And yet he was supposed to be a teacher and a healer. And that's how he portrayed himself to me to be when I first met him. I'm this. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? I mean, is that what, you know, because I got super angry about it and I left the situation, obviously. But what do you do in a situation like that? Do you talk to him? Do you just walk away?
Well, I think how you handled it was perfect. And what you did was, because you're talking about someone from the other end of the spectrum, right? The person that is witnessing the other person out of balance, right? Because that's what
Right.
he basically is showing to you. How you handled that was basically you ended it with loving kindness, and you showed him a different way of handling things, which made him face his truth. Made him face his truth to see.
Face it today, someday he will.
Yeah, but what happened, I mean, if he eventually does, the choice is up to him whether or not he wants to bring about that awareness within him, right? Because you did say to him, hey, I thought you said that we could be friends and everything would be cool. I thought you said that we would be, you know, like kind to each other and all that, but you obviously are not. And then you said, you know, but that's okay. I still appreciate you for all that you've done for me. And, you know, and now I have to leave. And so what you've done is, you have told him how you have perceived him, which then in turn makes him face his truth about the imbalance that exists within himself, because he did say he is all of these things, and yet what he expressed, the energy that he projected out to you, was the exact opposite. And so that is the reason why there is also the internal conflict that is happening within him, right? Why you are getting why you got the back and forth and the ups and the downs with that kind of inconsistency, is because that's what happens when there's an imbalance within us. Our highest intention for ourselves, and because of our connection to spirit, to source, is that we exemplify these qualities of being joyful,
right,
loving, compassionate, right, caring, thoughtful, all of these things. And so when we act out of alignment with that, then there is a disharmony that is created within ourselves, right? And it comes out as anger, it comes out as frustration, which you saw from him, right? Because then he started to get really angry and say mean things and hurtful things, right? That's what happens. So when you start to see yourself start acting out in frustration, saying those things, or someone else, you know that because there's an imbalance inside. And so what you can say is, you go, I honor the, which you did do. You honor that part of him that is connected to God, which is causing the disharmony, because that's a good thing. If that didn't exist, he would be totally fine with what he has said, right? He wouldn't even have lashed out at you. He would have just said, ha, 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 you're a silly woman, and be gone with you, right? But instead,
he just called me crazy, but that's okay.
But, you know, you saw the turmoil that was going on within him, right?
Yeah,
that frustration, that confusion. It was because there is a part of him that knows that how the energy that he was projecting was not in alignment with his absolute truth. And he was not expressing it in the right way. It wasn't in alignment. And so you did your part by kind of telling him, hey, you said these things, but I perceive you differently. Now it's up to you whether or not you want to realign yourself. But you've done your part.
You know, I got to tell you something too. And during that whole situation, because you and I work with people all the time, and we've worked with tons of women and men too as well. I'm going to share this with women, because I know a lot of us, we want a man who's emotionally available, all the things that I just said a few minutes ago. And what it came down to for me is, I looked at myself and I go, how would I tell a client, or offer a suggestion, because you never tell a client anything, you offer a suggestion to them, and what you're getting from the angels or what you're getting from spirit, what suggestion would I offer them if they were going through the same thing? And I looked at that, and I go, wait a minute, Tree, you would say this. This is what you would say. This is, you know, in my angels, as you know, my angels, and we're coming to you, me, and anyone that would listen to say, hey, wake up and smell the coffee, Tree. This is not the guy for you. And so for me, I always want to be perceived as telling the truth. That is super important, so that I won't drop the ball and live, live without that, and live in a where I'm not aligned with myself. I go, I've got to be able to say, I got to go. You know what I mean? And I got real peace with that, and living in truth, because I know that's what you and I would offer suggestion to a client. We would share that same thing to them, with them. You know what I mean? So made it easier after that. And
Absolutely.
Boy, when I did it, wow, what a sense of freedom. So it worked out well. So anyway,
Absolutely.
I think we got Lindsay on the phone, and she's been on there. She left when we left, and she came back when we came back. So let's talk to her, okay? So
sure.
Lindsay. I wonder if she's still there. Anyway, she may not be. Lindsay?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes, we can. Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, I thought it might have been the connection on my end. I had to, like, move my head. How are you guys?
We're really well. We hear you really well too, as well. Sue, what's your question, or what's your comment?
I have two.
Okay.
I don't know if you told the viewers, I gotten engaged and I heard an angel all in the same week.
So you're getting married, yeah, and you heard an angel, and congratulations.
Yes. I don't know what angel it was. I have no idea what we were discussing, but it's clear as day. Like, I heard him speaking to me. His response was, I don't know, but that's another story. I don't know what we were talking about. My question for you guys is, my fiancé, he heard back from a job that he used to work at, and she said that she could bring him back on. Do you guys still feel that? Is that positive for him going back to his previous job?
What's the woman's name that's he's interviewing
Tammy.
With?
Tammy.
Okay. You want to go or I'll go? It doesn't really matter.
I feel that the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said Tammy?
Yes, Tammy.
Yes, she
said. Yeah. I feel that he will be able to work with her again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do too. Lindsay, I do too, but there's also another opportunity too with coming with him. I'm just going to share that with you. So if it comes, when it's coming to applying for jobs and starting your career, because I know he's finishing school and I'm not sure when you told me, but he's getting ready to
finish. Yeah, he graduates next month.
Yeah, and Karina and I have talked about this before. I think that he's going to have another opportunity as well. So anyway, so I hope that helps you.
Another job had told him no, like this morning, that he had found out about. I didn't know anyone. Well, obviously a lot can change in a week, as I expressed earlier when I first got on the call. But I was just curious. That was like his main thing that he wanted to know. And I know my other job is going to come back to me, and I need to stop putting a time frame on it. But I had pulled an angel card this morning about it, and it was reward yourself. I wasn't sure if I had pulled the wrong card or...
What was the card?
Reward yourself. I had said to my angels, I was like, my job with the magazine company is like where I want to be. It's what I desire. I'm open and, worthy and deserving to send me my job. And I had said, send me a card, something that I can do to make it come faster. And I pulled reward yourself.
Nice. Yeah, that's a really, because you should be rewarding yourself, because you're on your way to manifesting what you want. But what you just said was really key, that you said it's what you desire. Do you desire it or do you need it? And look at that. Why do you desire it? That's important. Because if you're saying, I desire it because it's just a job and I just want a job, to get a job, then that's really a need. The desire should be, I desire this job because I know my skills and talents are perfectly suited for me to really flourish and blossom in this position, and I could contribute a lot of my talent to this company and learn a lot from them in return. It's something like that. You know what I mean?
Say it more like that, as opposed to coming from. I'm obviously panicked about the whole thing as usual, but come from a place more like that.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Yes. Okay. And you got to focus on that, because that's true desire. It can't be like I need this job because I need to be able to pay my rent. I need it for us to get married. I need to be able to buy the house. I just need any job. And this was the best job so far that I found. But it's not really what I want, but I just need it anyways. That's a need. You got to get the real desire behind this. And so that's what I'm saying. Don't just stick it just to this job. Kind of broaden your horizons here and say, I desire to have the best job, best suited for my skills and talents, that will work in perfect harmony, where I can contribute to the growth of a company and learn from them in return and feel satisfied and fulfilled coming into work every day. And whether it's this job or another one, it'll come faster. You see what I'm saying? It'll come faster instead
more
of
like that.
Yeah, instead of strangling around this magazine job and going, I must have, this is, I need it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, that's been me. That's been me, like, the past few days. Like, why aren't they calling? I feel like a high school girl that's been, like, waiting for, like, the boy to call. I'm like, why isn't he calling?
Hi, Kareen. It's like we had a little coffee break there. It's all good. So anyway, you know, I love BBS radio. We've been with them for a little over a year now. And I just told Doug, I said, if this is the only problem we've had in the past year, that's what a deal. You know what I mean? So little computer issues never hurt anybody, right? So anyway, so we were talking to Lindsay and you gave her a great idea about not strangling, holding on to something so tight you can't breathe. And you know, and she wants to be perceived by that company as a good candidate for that job. So if she practices now letting go, that's a great way to be. I know she's listening because I just got a text from her. So Lindsay, when you got Reward Yourself, if you remember a few weeks ago or a few months ago, you asked us, you had had a dream about going shopping for your job, your new job, and getting your hair done and buying a new outfit and getting some new things. Maybe that's what that card means too as well. Because there's always two meanings, two or three meanings for cards, Kareen, you and I know that too as well. And there's never just one meaning or one reading or one thing with anything. It's always a lot of different levels. So don't hold on so tight and also reward yourself and go get, you know, get ready for your new job with an outfit or hair or nails or whatever it is that you want to do. That's what I see. So anyway, does that feel good to you, Kareen, to tell her to it feels like you, know,
yeah.
You can never...
Yeah, I think you can also reward yourself on an emotional level. And I would ask Lindsay, when was the last time you rewarded yourself on an emotional level, right? Just stop thinking about the job for just, you know, just an hour or just a day if you can do it, right? That's a good reward, right? And just let ease up on it and let it flow. And that's a reward.
We were laughing about it today because you said, she goes, should I worry? She texted, should I worry about the job? You and I both thought the same thing. When do you not worry about the job? So it's probably time to let go a little bit. So she's a good soul. So I know. And she's at work, got a new engagement and new job for her and her fiance both. So it sounds like they're starting out well. So you and I were talking about how people perceive us and what we see ourselves as. So what are some things that we can do to, do you feel that we can do to change that, you know, in your experience, so that we can be more, I don't want to be a part of road rage any longer. Okay. I've made that choice, you know, after we talked tonight and, well, actually before, I want to live in my highest and deepest truth. And I want to always be able to be truthful. I know you want the same thing. So what are some things that we can do as spiritual beings having a human experience, not a road rage experience, right? Or whatever. So what do you feel?
I think it's just, you know, with the awareness of it. And then, you know, like, for example, if you want to live as a kind human being, right, and you don't want to have the road rage anymore, you can stop yourself midstream, in the middle, right before you're about to curse someone or in the middle of cursing someone out, right? You can just stop yourself and then change your you know, elevate your thoughts to kindness. So kind of right when you're going, you stupid, they just stop. And then go, okay, no, no, no. And then catch yourself, replace it with, you know, thoughts of, you know, that are in alignment with you being a kind person. And what will happen is that some of that anger will alleviate and then bring you back into balance. So that's one way, because you're the only one that's responsible, right, for what you are reflecting out to the universe. And so it just takes the awareness to kind of catch yourself in the middle of it, you know. For example, if you're about to... if you are someone that's like, oh, I'm always happy and joyous, yet you find people around you telling you, you know, you should not worry so much. You should not stress yourself out so much. Why are you getting yourself so worked up? You should lighten up, chill out, all that stuff, right? That's when you know that you're projecting an image of someone that's, you know, the opposite of being happy and joyous, right? So all you have to do is just now for that, just try to make a commitment every day to kind of find joy around you. And start to appreciate it. Even if you have to fake it, fake the cheerfulness, just do it, because that will bring you closer into alignment with what's going on inside of you and what you're expressing outwardly.
Yeah, that's true too as well. You know, something else too that I learned, it's been a little bit of time ago, is if you really want to see how you look to other people, and you're having challenges, let's say road rage challenge or men challenges, women challenges, and how you want to be perceived, how you think you are, stop a second and put yourself in their shoes for just a minute and look at them, look at yourself through their eyes. You'll be surprised sometimes. That has caught me off guard numerous occasions, you know what I mean? And you and I've done the same thing when we're working with clients. And you go, well, I'm a loving, gentle person. I just want to love him. Meanwhile, if you look at, or her, if you look at that person, you say, okay, well, how do you think he or she sees you? And then when they stop, well, they see me, wow, you know, it'll catch you off guard a little bit. So if you can just see yourself through that person's eyes, then maybe that will change the way you present yourself. You know what I mean? And really wake you up to your highest and deepest truth, which is cool. That's, you know, that's something that you and I have practiced with clients already, you know. So anyway, I think that's important. And also, you know, we talk about this a lot, but meditation is real, real key, Corrine, I think, because when you're meditating and you're connecting your physical self with your higher self, it's about being in alignment with those two. Then it really starts working for you, don't you think?
I think meditation is great. I think awareness is even better. I think that meditation helps you to stay centered so you have less of those outbursts. But the awareness is what's going to stop the habit of that.
I agree with you, the awareness. The awareness, but the meditation sometimes gets you to have an awareness. Because if you're living in a crazy, chaotic situation, or you know where you're just tuning in, then sometimes you get to that awareness is through meditation. Okay, that's something that I know myself that has really helped me over the years. Anyway, so being super aware, also taking your time and looking at the behaviors, looking at yourself through other people's eyes is key. Do you have anything else you think that would help people tonight, so that they can be perceived in a better way, the way they'd like to be perceived, before we talk about some things that are going on at Angel Coaches?
One thing for judgment, judgment is a really tough one for, I know a lot of people, because we always are telling ourselves, we don't want to judge. And then yet we criticize someone that the next minute, or we're judging them, or we're categorizing them, or stereotyping, or whatever it may be. Right. You know, it happens when you notice, you know, someone walking down the street, you form a judgment or whatever it may be. Right. So to put yourself in a position of non-judgment, instead of, you know, having an opinion about somebody that you're seeing or whatever, instead send them a blessing. So, for example, if you see someone that is, you know, whatever it is, not dressed well, a homeless person or whatever, send them a blessing instead of a judgment. And each time that you do this, just catch yourself in the moment of right when you're about to judge the person, just send them a blessing instead. And then with practice, you'll start to, that kind of power of judgment starts to lessen within you.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Non-judgment. That's very, very key too as well. And a lot of times, you know, it's super important to, what was I going to say, you know, when we're talking to someone, another way of judging them is when we feel sorry for them. Or when we attach ourselves to what they need to feel like, or what they should feel like, do you think that's a form of judgment too? Is there as well, or what do you think about that?
I definitely think that's a form of judgment. That one might be hard for people to see or understand that one, but I think that there is a little bit of judgment there because you wish that they could choose differently when
right.
Even if they're making the quote unquote wrong choice, it could still be a part of their past. There really is no right or wrong. Although, you know, I think it's more of like an emotional response because you see them heading down the, you know, wrong path. It's not really a wrong path, but so yes, yeah, I think that is a form of judgment. So to help with that instead would be to then, put yourself in a position of practice where you are uplifting them. Or uplifting the people around you with compliments, seeing the good, seeing the good in the path that they're choosing, even though you might think that it's the wrong path.
Right. Well, that's right. Because when you don't feel responsible for everyone's happiness, you know, only they can choose it, and you can't choose it for them. So they, you know what I mean? So when we attach their self and we make the decisions for them or think that they should do it this way or that way, we're attaching, you know, we don't give them the power of choice. And that's one of our greatest gifts, I think. So I think we're almost at the end of time here. So really quickly, we're starting our new classes on this week, coming week. So we're pretty excited about it. We also have a manifesting call on Tuesday night. Where it teaches you how to manifest life purpose, love, relationships, career prosperity, or just general prosperity in any area of your life. And if you want to be a part of that, as I said, it doesn't cost anything. Just email us at angelcoaches.com. Go to our website and send us an email. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening in, and we will see you next Friday night.
Good night.